Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News Briefly for Thursday, 19th of October. If today's podcast of 22 minutes, it was a waffly one, is too long, I'm here in less than 4 minutes to fill you in. There's a big Tesla podcast. I think I'll put together separately all about the earnings call, their results. Cybertruck has got a release date now. Elon was sounding kind of depressed on the call, which has led to people saying it was a disaster. I don't think it was. I think it was just more of a realistic sort of set of plans for the next few years. Mexico being put on hold and things like that. But I'll do a separate show about that lookout in your feed over the next 24 hours. Kia is introducing an affordable version of the long-range EV6. It's the light trim, and for $3,500 extra from the standard range light trim, you can get another 78 miles of EPA range to 310 miles. I'd go for that if you can swing it with the money. That's very good. NIO in Europe is evaluating whether to do a kind of hybrid mix of digital sales and dealer sales, whether they need to hook up with established dealer networks in Europe to try and light a fire under the European sales, which have started. They got off to a weird start because you couldn't buy the NIO vehicles. They only offered them on like a subscription service, and they backed down a year ago and said, oh no, you can buy them now in Germany and Netherlands and Denmark and Sweden, after buyers said, oh no thanks. So NIO not quite off to a flying start, and looking at whether they need to use dealers, a bit like BYD and XPeng. Stellantis launching their Pro One fleet strategy, which sounds nothing like Ford Pro, does it? Stellantis Pro is their commercial strategy for Citroën, Fiat, Opel, Peugeot, Ram and Vauxhall. We think on Monday, this coming Monday, there's going to be a big announcement about their next gen commercial vehicles, connected services, fleet management, stuff like that. Now, this weekend, BMW i5 owners will get their vehicles in Europe, and then by the end of the month, so maybe 10 days time, US buyers will get the BMW i5. Sedan, saloon version, of course, the estate version, the Touring, we know is coming. Spring 24 launch on that, same specs as the i5, so 81.2 kilowatt hour battery in that. And yeah, but with an estate format, I think would be really popular over here in Europe. BMW also looking at the direct sales model from January the 1st next year. If you wake up on New Year's Day a little bit hungover and you decide to open up the Mini website and buy a Mini direct, then you can. They're rolling out in Italy, Poland and Sweden on the 1st of January. It'll then expand, and then BMW will join it as they move away from having dealers. Dealers will still be there, but they'll be the what they call agency model, so it'll be a flat fee. So if you go online to buy a BMW i5, wherever you are, it will be exactly the same price. So no dealer markups, but no dealer discounts. No negotiation. That's the price you pay. And then you still go to the BMW dealer, but they get a fee to hand over the vehicle. And then maybe some aftercare and stuff like that. So it'll change the role of car dealers, but very much still involved. But BMW taking a leaf out of Tesla's book. US EV sales hit 300,000 in the third quarter of the year. That's definitely going to be a million. The magic million will be done, I reckon, sometime around November in the United States. BYD saying that they make a very healthy profit of $1,440 from every BYD they sell. Of course, lower cost vehicles than others as well, but that's great. They're making EVs and they're all profitable as well. Hyundai are turning up in Saudi Arabia, building their first ever automotive factory there using the knockdown assembly method. So the bits are shipped, disassembled, shipped over to a different country, locally pieced together, classes as a local vehicle, and then Saudi Arabia, if they do have some sort of local incentives to stimulate an EV market, which they haven't got, Hyundai would get access to that. Good idea. Nothing on the cards at the moment, but trying to read the tea leaves. And that's briefly.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.